Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Big ass cop.
Thick. Down away go.
Hello.
Got a weird drum beat. It sounds weird in my headphones. In the butt.
Hello.
Did they change it yet, Fat Boy?
I don't think so.
I love proofreading. And by that, I mean reading other people's work and being critical of their grammar and misspelling.
Well, it's a good one when you try to figure out what it even supposed to be.
Yeah. I'm sitting here watching the news, and I'm like, oh, no. I don't even know what that is. It sounds awful that someone vandalized the Peace Center. They vandalized it.
There are some vandals running about.
So I took a picture of it and posted it and tagged the news station on it. You know, a little gentle nudge. Hey, you might want to fix that that little crawl down there.
I think this means P1 Vandal, one of the first ones ever.
Vandal.
He's going to have to change his name to P1 Vandal.
Well.
I mean, come on.
Well, you do got what's Big Brown. Right, Vandal.
Big Brown got his name changed.
He did.
Hey, yeah. So many times.
Because of that reason. Autocorrect. Or just, you know, saying the wrong word.
How do you want it, Big Brown? Okay. Go ahead now if you have the opportunity.
This is the big one?
And go to, oh, this is a big one.
Oh. But,
are you ready?
Go ahead and be ready for, well, not yet, but what? I was going to say get ready for the segment that's coming up. And that would be, you don't have to clap. Facebook fussing. You have to do some kind of thing. This is I am very excited about this. And I know not everyone will share the same excitement.
Well, they should.
It's not often that you're able to talk to, like, when it comes to a particular kind of occupation or you know, athletic event or something, it would be nice to talk to you know, maybe like the best there is that does it.
Yeah. Or the best there was that ever did it.
Or the best there ever will be.
Oh, wow.
Tomorrow morning.
The goat.
at 9:05 a.m.
to get a page.
She doesn't get it yet.
She won't get it. She's about to, though.
I don't know if this will still... Paige, we interviewed years ago in studio. We had his niece in studio. Not sexually, as a guest. We had her in studio.
Real nice, good looking.
Yes.
Smelled great.
She was wearing...
She can work, too.
All right, just hit the music. She's not going to get it. Oh, my God. That's right. Now, see, I know she's smiling big. She still doesn't get the music, though, and that's fine. Because a lot of people might not.
The best there is, the best there was.
The best there ever will be.
Is this someone that Fatboy really loved for a long time?
I mean, you know, he's not from America, but...
He's from Calgary, Alberta.
A real American should love him, because he's the freaking man. He is the hitman, Bret Hart.
Yeah.
Will be joining us tomorrow morning at 9:05. We'll clap.
Yeah.
Clap, we got a golf clap in there, but... yes, so very excited. Also, I mean, I realize we're not going to have like 2 hours or anything like that, but I have to like think about, okay, don't be selfish with your questions, meaning don't ask stuff you just want to know, you know, meaning myself.
Yeah.
But also, don't come off as such a mark. Like, you know what I mean?
It's going to be hard not to.
Like a fanboy kind of thing. But I'm going to tell you something.
How would... I see.
It was on my list. He's on that list. Tony Schiavone's on that list.
Schiavone.
Is he still active?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he is?
Okay. Well, he's retired from the ring.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and I didn't know.
But he's still out meeting fans and accepting checks to do so.
I love that.
I imagine they're paying him.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this is not the case, but you kind of have the mentality of if you could only get one question, like that's the one you kind of want to focus on.
But it's not going to be – see, I know. That's where I struggle. Yeah. But because it's like when we had Tony Khan on that time, and the Mark and me wanted to ask a question, but then I had to look at it from, oh, well, not everybody knows wrestling, but they maybe want to hear an interesting interview. And I had like a spark plug question I was going to ask. And
I did too.
It was kind of going well. And I thought, oh, this is going to completely like throw it
off. Did you want to ask him if he was afraid of his dad's mustache growing up?
Oh, no. I was going to ask him if he was scared of his dad in the 90s because he thought he was Saddam Hussein.
Or the Iron Sheik or one of them.
Yeah. But I'm very, very excited about this. Like
it sounds like you're thrilled.
I'm doing the bounce right now.
I know.
When we found out, I was thinking one track mind as far as like how my questions like would kind of focus.
Yeah. I'm going to have to leave a 20th of my estate to Tony freaking Hunter, but it's well worth it.
Tony!
He got me.
Tony's the man.
Hooked up with Sting, not in a totally professional way.
But if Sting wanted to, you'd have to acquiesce the backside.
Boy, we're going to find out. He's the one who actually got us part of the NWO. But anyway, tomorrow. Now, why is Bret Hart coming on our show? Because Bret freaking Hart himself will be in town tomorrow. I bet he's going to be at the Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium for big time wrestling.
I had people message me last week. They got to meet Bret Hart. Found out Bret's coming. Got to meet him.
Yes. Well, not just him.
So you better.
Paige's old friend, Sergeant Slaughter, will be there.
Yeah, Maggot. Get ready.
Ooh.
Maggots everywhere. Listen.
Big Papa Pump Scott Steiner will be there. Big Papa.
Holly, if you hear him.
Let's see. Who else? Freaking Rock and Roll Express.
Aww.
Freaking Hoot and Punky going to be there. Carrie's wrestling with him.
That's going to be a good match.
Yeah, taking on... Arn Anderson's son, and did they say CW is his nephew? Is that the way that went?
Is that how they're booking that?
I know Brock and Arn are really dad and son, but like Gene and Ole were not really brothers, nor Arn, and Ric Flair's not really their cousin.
You know what I'm excited about in that match? Anytime,
George South?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Anytime you can watch George South work a match.
You know what? That's another one. Oddly enough, I'm going to add George South to my list of, not just because his last name is South, which is freaking awesome, but you imagine if his name was like, he's the equivalent of,
I watched him.
Peter North. George South.
Peter both North. Got range.
Yeah.
I watched him wrestle a match without a damn ring. He was in the grass working a match. Just because people showed up. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to give him a show. That's what George South does.
That guy is he's a freaking legend. But anyway, so is Brett the Hitman Hart tomorrow morning at 9:05. And they will be out at Greenville. Which, pardon me. There's no Greenville Memorial Auditorium anymore, guys.
No, God, if there
was. They tore it down.
They're working on that area, too.
Yeah. Well, I don't...
Putting some stuff in.
Eventually, 385 is going to have one lane. That's it.
That's all it's
one lane.
Be.
You're going to drive on two wheels on both sides. That's it. Yeah, that will be tomorrow at 9:05.
That's
and then
so exciting.
The wrestling, big time wrestling, will be this weekend. That's actually tomorrow too. So God, that's interesting. Do it on a Friday night, bell time at 8.
Yeah,
those are usually on Saturdays and stuff.
He doesn't do a whole lot.
No, you know. No.
This is a pretty big get.
Yeah,
he may do something here or there, but not often.
It is not often. You're right. Okay, so
he's somewhat of a private person, to be honest with you.
Well, okay, see, that's a good text right there. I want to ask things about Owen, but I think I'm not going to ask things about Owen.
That's the thing. It's like, you know, it's usually a one-time shot, but you don't want to ask like what other people ask.
I know.
I feel like a Vince question from one of us has got to pop up at somehow.
Well,
now what exactly that question is going to be?
Exactly right.
But how do you not? You
like. Know? Would this be fair to say, hey, tell me about the 10 minutes to 30 minutes after you found out about the Vince sex scandal? Like, did you just hoop and holler and laugh your balls off all day? Like, did you?
That's a great question.
Did you laugh at his great dethroning? Because you hated his guts.
They really didn't get along. Plus, you know, he could have paid him that money when he tried to offer him that 20-year contract.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Bobby Bonilla $1 million per year. He could have paid it.
Also, no, I'm not going to ask this. That's good, but he's already answered that he hates Bill Goldberg, and I'm not going to ask him about that.
There's so much you can ask with him.
I'm very excited. Yes, we interviewed JR, and God bless him.
Bunch of times.
Ric Flair, leave him alone.
And he's had old Flair, man.
Dude.
Like scorched earth, you could say, yesterday on Instagram.
Like, you ever have those thoughts reading some, or not reading, but like looking at someone's Instagram, and before you even get to the comments, you have like, oh, this is what I'm thinking. And then you go and look and see everyone else thinking it. I'm like, yep. Wow. So someone else thought Ric Flair is the Kanye West of wrestling.
He's,
I mean, he was just going, wow.
He's throwing his money out there, what he's
told everybody
in.
How much he makes a year.
Yeah, which kind of surprised me.
In which direction did it surprise you?
I thought it was a little high for...
I thought it was...
a little lofty.
Fred. For who he is, he should be making more than that. In today's money, he should be making more than
plus,
that.
Plus, I thought he was always, like, in debt. Like, he had obligations that just would never end.
Yeah.
Now, maybe he hasn't, you know.
But so did Kanye, remember? Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, Kanye's... Even if he's not a billionaire anymore and he got knocked off to, you know, a half a billion, he's still, you don't have to do anything ever again.
Yeah, like, do you really believe he ever really, like, lost down to zero? Like,
No. There's no way. I mean, he's bipolar, but he's not stupid.
Excuse me, I'm a beast.
He lashes out, but he's not dumb. He may make his little action dolls he posted a picture of. He may get those going.
You know what? I'm talking about new technology you're already like over with or tired of. Is everybody making themselves into an action figure? Like, I am my God.
I don't stop it.
I mean, it just doesn't stop. I don't know if it's a
something.
Special app that you use. I'm out of the loop on that. I don't want to know it. I don't want the...
100 million people got to do it. Everybody's got to do it.
We're just like... doing a sheep sound.
Sheeple?
Yeah. All right. Power to the sheeple. We will take a break. When we come back, we'd like to encourage you to go to YouTube and go ahead and subscribe to our channel, At The Rise Guys, and you'll be able to catch the live stream here in a moment. Yes, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, around 9:05, Brett the Hitman Hart.
Don't miss it.
On the show, Brett the Hitman Hart, the freaking legend himself. When we come back, though, you'll be able to witness and enjoy. We're very gassy today. Cool. Facebook, fussing. Joker sound.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by Brett the Hitman Hart. No, I'm kidding. He'll be on the show tomorrow, though. These were sent in by you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. And as always, names change to protect the innocent, the guilty.
Man, it's stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Live streaming video on YouTube. Is it at or slash? I don't know. Either one. The Rise Guys.
It should be slash The Rise Guys on YouTube, right?
Slash.
They don't the Rise do handles.
Okay.
Or, you know, if it don't, if slash don't work, do the other one.
Get Duff McKagan.
Okay.
I mean, hell. And his hot wife, too, Suze.
Okay. Hello to everyone in the chat.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. Does everyone have their scripts ready? I'm very excited about this, although I was just telling these guys in here, I've been sitting here running my mouth off the radio, and normally I'd go in and color code my lines so I can present a mm-hmm. quality performance, and neglected to do that today. So,
oh, you bastard.
Fingers crossed.
Shame.
I can't do it.
I'm too fat to do it. I gotta do it.
I can't do the heart thing either.
I have to have assistance.
Like, I'm just gonna go that, or I'm not doing the.
I can do that one, G.
That's like.
What does that mean?
It means to
heart. Heart. Okay.
Yeah, but it's like it looks like I got arthritis, or I'm in a gang from East LA.
Yeah, that's what I was like signing.
I can do the Spocker, the Shocker, and then the minivan. Just two in the front, five in the back.
Ooh.
God.
Yeah,
it's fun times.
Wow, fat boy.
Yeah, but have you missing a finger or two?
Two in the front?
Two fingers again.
Okay. Five in the back.
You'd have six in the back.
He's got
two in the front.
We can accommodate.
Hey, grandma and grandpa are the thumbs.
Right.
Here we go.
We can make
all
it
right,
work.
Let's do this.
Scene number one. Again, the names are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we'll remind you, that's the thing that we do. We change the name, so we're trying to give ourselves credit. But seriously, playing the role of Deuce Jenner will be Matt Mann. Playing the role, and you heard this name brought to life live yesterday on the show, playing the role of Kiwi Herman is Paige. Playing the role of Clean Joe Green is Matt Mann. And debuting the role of Nuka Pakua is Fatboy. And action. I'm paying $100 cash if someone will house sit from like 3 in the afternoon to like 11 at night. Now, all you got to do is like sit there while people, you know, pick up stuff that I've been selling on Facebook Marketplace. And I work swing shifts, so most buyers come before dark, right? So you just got to like wait for me to confirm that the Venmo went through and then make sure they only take what they paid for.
Where are you heading, Deuce Jenner? Out of town? Hashtag must be nice.
Not going anywhere, Kiwi Herman. I'm just cleaning house. Got too much S, and I hate dealing with people, okay? Plus, it also gives me more time to focus on my new career as a motivational speaker. That way, I don't have to deal with people. So let me get this straight. You want someone to sit in your house while complete strangers, these random mafas, like Phil, come by and just pillage through your junk. Was I doing a surfer voice? Yeah, exactly. Except it's not junk. Just make sure they don't like steal stuff. Like last Wednesday, for instance, someone bought my old podcast equipment. So they also took my Ninja Blender and my entire Jethro Tull vinyl collection.
Oh, cuz, what even still say left in the yard sale? You mean, Deuce?
That's personal, Nuka Pakua. On Facebook Marketplace, you know, it gives you a chance to keep a sense of antiquity.
Did you mean ambiguity?
That too. Now, what kind of weird-ass stuff are you selling that you don't want friends and family to see, huh?
You're not even send a link to your seller page, brother. What, my collar's not good enough for you?
You guys aren't serious buyers. Y'all are just like lurkers and haters and bastards. Also, I'm over here trying to declutter, and you're acting like I sell thongs made out of pube hair.
Man, I wouldn't buy any of your busted old clothes.
Now, why is that, Kiwi Herman?
I'm being honest. It's just your body looks like a pocketbook full of buttholes.
Laughing my ass off. For real, though, What's up with the back acne? Let's talk about it. I mean, it's out there. The pock marks. You look like Seal's fat cousin. Hashtag just busting balls.
Yeah. If Seal had one chubby cousin working part-time at T-Mobile who also tried to be the speaker motivational, but you hate people, and that would be you. Call you Walrus, brah.
All right, man, seriously, give me your address right now, Nuka Pakua.
For what, man? You're gonna come drop off one fruit basket full of your crusty tube socks?
You're sounding Irish now, by the way. No, I'm coming to where you stay so I can wipe your ass.
Oh, you better hurry, my brother. I'm taking a gas station sushi dump right now.
In scene. Who did go from
Irish to
we're from Bob Marley to freaking Seamus McSheamus.
It's hard for me to channel the islands.
Doing more than one voice in those are very difficult, as you heard there, as I broke character and said, was I doing a surfer voice? It's very difficult. I thought Paige, you completely nailed it as Kiwi Herman. Although I asked for a character that sounded like Pee Wee Herman, but gay. And I didn't feel as though you delivered that.
You didn't gay it up enough.
Also, didn't watch the documentary yet, have you?
No, I haven't. I don't watch TV. You keep forgetting.
Paige, we just did scene one. What's coming up now?
Scene two.
Scene two. Facebook fussing. Facebook.com. YouTube at The Rise Guys. It'll be on the other social media after the show. Here we go. Scene number two. Playing the role of Gildo will be Matt Mann. Playing the role of Alexis FNG will be Paige. Playing the role of Ashley will be Fatboy. Playing the role of cocaine stepdaughter is Fatboy. And donning the role, as always, of narrator is Paige. And in action.
Gildo, post a pic on Facebook of what looks like to be a small white bug in between two pieces of tile, almost like a piece of rice. It's definitely a bug, but what type exactly? Who knows? The following ensues.
Yo, WTF is this? A maggot or some kind of worm that preys on dogs or kitty cats? Please tell me. I'm so freaked out, registered nurse. I mean, right now.
Girl, that's a grub worm.
Alexis F and G, please refer back to my comment, please.
Oh, so maybe it's a maggot then. You know what, though? People survive in the wild by eating maggots and grubs, so you're good. And if they get eaten, it's just some good protein.
I can't stand a maggot. I know that much, yeah.
No. Trust me, I've dealt with my share of grub worms and maggots, and that's definitely a maggot, not a grub worm. Grub worms are a lot thicker and they don't move as fast. Plus, they just curl up in a ball if they feel threatened.
Well, I sprayed it with Lysol and I think I killed it.
Well, if he ain't dead, I mean, he's certainly high as hell right now.
Okay, so Roxy, our geriatric pit bull, was just scrubbing her ass across the floor.
OMG, then what happened?
I saw four of them damn worm thingies where she rubbed her butt H, and I am freaked out wondering if they came, you know, out of her peach emoji. Now, plus, I think Rock's son, who I'm babysitting right now, might have...
What's that?
8-1. WTF, my life.
Oh. Man, I can't believe what the hell I'm reading right now, man.
I'm dying over here picturing this going down and the look on your face. Three laughing emotion, crying.
You know, they can't get tapeworms from mosquitoes and flies. More likely, though, she could have been just out in the yard rolling around in maggots or something and probably just brought them in.
Oh, man. I see what you mean. Like, the maggot was hanging on like the movie Cliffhanger or something, and the dog's ass was the cliff.
So they won't hurt my doggies like these maggots or grub worms or whatever the hell they are.
Nah, man, he's good. My dog eats stupid spit all the time. I mean, he's got mange on the top of his head like a bald dude, but he's still kicking. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Well, I think y'all are wrong. It does not have legs, okay? First off, it has a pointed-looking head and, like, a blunt end. It's a freaking maggot. It's got to be a maggot.
I think
it's just got to be a maggot.
I think it is a maggot, but if there's a dead animal around and your dog found it, then that's probably where it came from. You know, dogs are known for rolling out in it for some reason. I'm talking about dead animals. I don't know the exact logic behind it, but she could have just had them on her fur from that and brought them in the house. I mean, look, I wouldn't freak out. Besides, a grub is a lot bigger than a maggot anyway.
No, you better look into that. That is very, very, that's a very big maggot. Probably something under the floorboards or under the house.
Oh, damn, man. You got like a maggot invasion. It's like that movie where tomatoes took over the town and killed people. Except now it's your house, and it's maggots. I'd move out. This is me.
I mean, look at the picture, y'all. It was small, like rice-sized. I guess I zoomed in too much and made it, like, super-sized and made it look inaccurate. But it really ain't that damn big. It's just not.
I'd check that damn dog for wounds and then give her a bath. That's what I'd do.
You know, the more that I think about this, I read and I think about it and I read, I really think that she got into something real nasty outside and then just like brought it in there. Just coincidence, she rubbed her butt there, LOL. I Googled a bunch of stuff, no wounds, so highly unlikely that they actually like come out her.
I hear, look, you can never be too sure. I'd take that dog to the damn vet before. He's got an army of those maggots coming out of his ass heel like some kind of damn horror movie.
Man. Oh, my God. I think I'm going to throw up y'all for real, y'all.
Insane.
Man, I screwed up my part. I did.
Did you see the picture that came with it?
Yes. And you know what's even funnier with that is I saw the photo before I saw the screenshot, and I thought that was something completely different.
I don't know what it is. I still don't know.
It looked like someone like had the end of sex on the floor.
Oh, wow.
It was just not, you know, it was like something you'd slide down in. Just not for me. Mm-mm. Not for me.
I'll pass.
But I do want to say that Fat Boy's Nuka Pakua was incredible.
I loved it. It really today, was.
I morphed. It's too much morphing.
However you're training your talent, keep doing it.
I just, you know, listen to Cocaine Stepdaughter tapes and do research.
You got tapes of Cocaine Stepdaughter.
Oh, yeah. I live in a van down Waller.
He nailed it.
What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments. The name Nuka Pakua is made up. Beautiful. We admit that, just like all the other ones. Yep. But we do promise you that when you screenshot them and send them to us at theriseguys@AOL.com, we do promise you complete antiquity.
Oh, okay.
What's up, Jethro and Looper?
You can be completely autonomous. Mm-hmm. You don't have to tell us who you are. Mm-hmm. The only thing changed was the names to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
I really screwed it up. I'm sorry.
Okay. Don't do it again.
It's always next week.
Story of my life.
It's a good attitude. Always
she doesn't even wait for tomorrow. She's like, you know what? The hell with the rest of the week. There's always next week. This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm Paige.
I'm Paige, and
sorry for my dramatics off the air.
It's okay.
I hate Facebook fussing now.
Can I just tell you that headlines are brought to us by our friends from Gosling Electric first?
Yes.
Before
please.
You tell us your story,
they don't like it either.
Yes, they do.
Gosling Electric, they don't like
they're
Facebook.
They're actually saying they're going to cancel unless we cancel Facebook.
Oh,
plus.
No. Yeah.
No, I think everybody loves it but us.
Yeah, it's probably getting that way. Like, it's, I mean, look, it's not a beating a dead horse type situation, but you kind of wonder, like, you
like,
know.
The content is there, but it's just like, you know, after a while, Joey Greco's like, you know what? Cheating is going to happen.
Yeah.
Whether I'm here busting in and catching these people or not.
It's like when you first get a girl. You can't squeeze those suckers every day.
Mm-mm.
You got to let them breathe sometimes.
Yeah, otherwise they'll turn into heavy hangers down the road.
Yeah.
What the heck are you talking about?
Boobs.
Like no. Playing with them too much.
Is yeah.
That, is that what?
Is
that,
it, well, if y'all play with your stuff too much, do you go blind?
I don't think I do it very often.
Because you have hairy fingers. Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, Jeff Beck, many others.
I think the novelty wears off real quick.
Tell me a famous blind woman right now at the top of your head. Go, go.
Helen.
Blind. Who?
Helen.
Keller.
Helen Keller, she says.
Guys, is that the only one?
Girl, tell me a second one. I'll give you amount of cash in my pocket. I don't have any cash.
Damn. I don't know if I can. Is there another blind woman?
I don't think there is.
The band Blind Woman.
That's Blind Melon.
Oh, it's Big Melons.
Nope. As Paige's solo project.
That's my new band.
I'm telling you. It's why
melons.
Men do it too much. And that's part of, you're told on one hand, use it or lose it, but do it too much and you'll go blind. You can't win.
You can't win for losing, whatever that means.
You can't win. But if you go blind, you will become a legend.
And when I thought of a blind person.
Literary world.
I think of Stevie Wonder, but that's not a woman.
You don't think of Ronnie Millsap first?
No,
how dare you?
Steve.
There's a stranger in his house. I don't know how he realized.
I should have thought of that first. I forgot about him, but I, as far as women, you're right. And
he has a blank forgetting. Doorbell.
Oh, boy.
God, you got me thinking about fussing now.
What?
Like, do we need to take a poll? Or is it just one of those things you decide on your own, like, look.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know.
People have had enough, right?
It's,
I like how we're not set in stone.
Also, I don't know. I do feel like it's beating a dead horse. Like, I'm just completely honest.
Let me look.
And that's not nice to do. Because you know what? A dead horse is very expensive.
That is, and it's cruel.
Now, my count is pretty close. Now, there's been a couple here or there that
this might have missed on. It's got to be insane.
Oh, see, you know.
You want to guess what volume we just did?
Is it four digits yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
We're still in the threes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Threes? Only like 300s?
327 is what we just did.
Wow.
But
I would have figured we were like 700 or 800. It feels like it.
I've missed a few. But then again, this is like an every week kind of sourcing this stuff, man. And sometimes we'll get stuff that I got to tell people, like, we've done that one before.
Like that's the ones that have their meme Facebook fussing. Yes.
Yeah. Like that one's going around. I tell you, the most popular, keep your thin mouth shut. Like that one's very popular. Like that one's been done.
Yeah. And also, like, a derivative of it was today when it said, I'm going to come over and wipe your ass. There has been the derivative, your ass is mine and I'm the lawnmower. We've seen that one too.
Yeah. It's like you got it. There's some investigation that comes with these. The maggot one, that's fresh.
Right. The boy is mine and I'm the lawnmower. Brandy, stop it. A page.
Mm-hmm. We had to jump on it.
We had to, sorry. It's like I'm just sitting here like, my heart wasn't in it. And I'm just like, God.
Well, I'm reading the text and it's half and half. Half.
You know what? Love it. Everything is always like that. It's like a good combo meal at the clock.
You feel hamstrung to it at a certain, like okay, this is coming up. Like,
yeah.
It gets rude. I just don't. I don't like routines with a lot of stuff.
I don't either.
I like a general routine, but when you're locked into,
Well, we have to come on it. Like it's like any show of any kind. Like you go to the circus, they're going to say, "Hey, we're going to have the diving kangaroos up in a bit," or whatever they're doing. Racing pigs, racist pigs, whatever it was.
It was the worst kind.
All right. Well,
but if we came on here and said, "Hey, we don't know what's going to be on the show. We got to have something to promise you," you know. But what if you just don't know what you're going to talk about that day?
Like, how about you do, like, you know, you trust this, it's going to be good.
Yeah. I mean, 9 times out of 10.
The filters in this room, as far as content goes, are very particular. I mean, stuff, like, almost to a manic point to where it's like, is it going to get on or not? And that's for both of us.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
I'm going to tell, it's embarrassing. I'm going to tell the goat story eventually. But it is embarrassing.
So on my next headlines, I'll tell you.
You can do it when we come back if you want.
You
want
to do it when we come back?
Yeah.
You know what? Like, let's completely... I'm picking up what you're doing right there, fat boy. Let's absolutely do that. I want to break these chains.
I mean, come on.
Well, you want me to tease it and tell you what's happening?
Well, I mean, you re-tease it because you told us what was going to happen.
I want to fix these broken wings and learn to fly again.
I never did a story.
Learn to live so free.
I just told you who sponsored it.
See? So we don't even need to do headlines, is what you're saying.
No, we can just pass on.
We love Gosling Electric.
Gosling Electric.
They're the best.
You know, someone asked me the other day. They said, who sponsors the headlines? And I said, Gosling Electric.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they smiled. They said, you mean electric? I said, yes, I do. It's a fun little thing to do.
They said, hey, I need a house wired. Who's going to do it? I said, you better call Gosling Electric, you dummy.
All right, yeah. So here's what we're going to do together. You guys listening right now are the wall. We're going to throw things at you next and see what sticks. All right? Is your wall sticky? Find out next. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ah!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.